This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, though, let's say hello and good afternoon to the owner of our Atlanta United, Arthur Blank, joining us. And Arthur, it's good to have you back on the program. Last time we saw you, it was a sit-down down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium before the NFL season, and we asked you about Atlanta United, and you were so excited. Where's your excitement level now that we're playing for the MLS Cup?
Well, it's fivefold what it was then. We've had an incredible year, both on the pitch and in fan support, fan attendance. We hold records for the 7 most attended games in the history of Major League Soccer, and I think in our second year that we're not only in the playoffs but now playing for the Cup, I think is pretty incredible. It's a great tribute to our franchise, the leaders in our franchise, the coach and coaching staff and our players, and really to the level of fan support has been unbelievable. And that makes a huge difference. Our home record is as good as it is for a lot of reasons. One of the major reasons is because the level of enthusiasm and energy and passion that our fans show whenever we're playing at home, as well as traveling.
Right.
They travel too. So it's great.
The boss is with us here, guys, talking about United playing in the MLS Cup. To have the MVP, the runner-up for the MVP, and then to play in the championship in just the second year, it's amazing, Arthur. How did you find Darren Eales? Because you're always finding good people for all your businesses. How did you find him?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question. We used a search firm, and it was interesting. When we used the search firm, we made it clear to them, because soccer, unlike the NFL, which is primarily focused in the United States in terms of the teams, et cetera, we play in England and play in Mexico when the field is okay and elsewhere. But we wanted to make sure that we had a global span. So the firm we were working with had that ability to look at soccer executives throughout the world and not just here in Major League, United States or North America, if you will. And so Darren had background in the United States, although he's from England. He had gone to school here, played here. He played also in Europe as well. And his wife was from the United States. So that all worked in our favor. And I spent 3 hours with him during the first interview. And, jokingly have said more than once, I said I had him back for a second interview because I couldn't understand half what he said the first time. But he was clearly our choice because he understood as the world is flat, not just because Thomas Friedman said that some years ago in his book, but also because the world is flatter today. Certainly the world of soccer is truly flat and truly global. That we wanted to have somebody who would look at resources on a worldwide basis and not be limited to the United States or Canada, for that matter. And Darren and Carlos Bocanegra and other folks on the soccer side have done an incredible job. And the people who've developed these fan relationships, we brought them in early. They studied the market like Darren, understood why soccer was successful in Atlanta and the state of Georgia, and have been able to, to tap into that energy and passion.
Arthur Blank, our guest here on Dukes and Bell, owner of our Atlanta United, playing for MLS Cup against Portland on Saturday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Arthur, were you ever hesitant thinking about Mercedes-Benz being a soccer venue? You look around the country and you have all these soccer-specific stadiums. And then when we told people, well, our soccer team is going to play in our, football stadium, which is our multi-purpose, stadium, a lot of people looked at us, but yet here we are leading the league in attendance.
Well, I think that the reason for that, Carl, is that we never built our stadium to be designed just for the NFL. We designed it to have FIFA standard soccer regulations in terms of the pitch size, in terms of the sight lines from the seats down to the pitch. In terms of all the things that would be important for the soccer fans, so when they came into the building, whether it be on a Saturday or a Wednesday or Thursday night, whatever the case may be, is that they saw a soccer-specific stadium and not an NFL stadium that had been converted. So when you're in the stadium Saturday night, you would never know the Falcons ever play there. and vice versa. When we play there on Sundays, it feels like an NFL stadium, like a Falcons stadium. So we made a lot of investments, tens of millions of dollars in design a stadium to make sure that we could accommodate FIFA qualified events like World Cup, which we will host in Atlanta, or some of the games will host in Atlanta. And we wanted to make sure we did it from the outset. And I think the fans understood that, and they saw that, and they appreciated that.
It is Arthur Blank, the boss, talking about United. We'll be talking football at the end of the season with Arthur, guys, about the Falcons. Today we're talking about soccer because the championship is here. And Arthur, I mean, this is part of your legacy. We talked about this back earlier in the fall, you know, between Mercedes-Benz and now bringing soccer and also the international side to it. Because when the World Cup comes to North America, I mean, we're going to have a game, and it's all because of your vision.
Well, I would say it's because of the collective vision. I wouldn't say it's just because of my vision, Mike, but I appreciate that. And I think, we've recruited some incredible, talented people on the soccer side, as we have, as you said earlier, in all of our businesses, and they've done a great job. They've brought in people that were equal to them, we gave them enough time so they could be thoughtful about their decision making, do the research, be in touch with our fans, who really are the owners of this franchise. I mean, I'm the steward for them. That's true with the Falcons. It's certainly true with Atlanta United. And they know we're making investments in everything that can make a difference, both in terms of their experience, whether it be food and beverage or how the stadium feels to them when they're in it, or the quality of the coaching staff, the quality of the players, the investments that we make in those players, et cetera. And so, fans, they are brilliant. They understand that we have set no limits in terms of the successes. And we've set no limits in terms of the investments we've made to be able to achieve the successes that we have. The key now is to build it so it's a sustainable winning organization over a long period of time. It's a great start.
No doubt. Year two, we're playing in the MLS Cup, and, we're going to have Alexi Lawless on the show a little bit later, Arthur, and, he's called us now the destination, and we are the place where everybody wants to be and come as far as soccer in the United States. I do want to ask you, because I know you're involved in so many different things, but these rumors that came out earlier in the week about the Premier League, are you at all interested in ownership elsewhere?
No, we're not. I mean, we think there's a lot of opportunities to expand the Atlanta United brand, both in Atlanta and for the league and for soccer throughout North America. We're exploring a number of those things, and that makes a lot more sense to us.
What about buying a franchise in the south of France, or then we can all win?
Mike, you're assuming that you'd be over there. That's a really big jump of faith. I don't know. Yeah,
just throwing it out.
How proud are you of Joseph Martinez, who wins the MVP for MLS?
Well, I'm very proud of Joseph. He's a great young player. He's a fine young man. He comes from a great family. He was here the other day. When he was speaking in Spanish, he got very emotional talking about his family, talking about seeing his grandfather there and his grandmother there and his aunt and baby and what have you. But I think and I said it to Joseph earlier, and Joseph would be the first to say it, is that his getting that recognition is a great recognition for the entire team, because the reason he's MVP is because he's surrounded by a great group of players that all play their role. And he has a role, obviously, as well as a striker, and has performed at a very high level. But without their surrounding him, he would not have the success that he's had. And that's a tribute to our coaching staff as well. The best thing that a coaching staff can do is to put round blocks and round holes and square pegs and square holes. And I think that they've identified the talents of all of the players on our soccer team and have put them in the best positions to win. Both individually, in the case of Joseph, mm-hmm. and in terms of the team, in terms of Joseph and Miggy and others. So I'm very proud of him personally, but I'm really proud of us as an organization having the number one and number two, folks that really competed for that award this year.
So who's going to swing the hammer for the Golden Spike, Arthur? Are you going to take care of that business on Saturday?
I don't know. That's not my decision. I'm only the owner. I don't make those decisions. people that are smarter than me make those decisions.
All right.
I'm happy to support them in whatever they want to do.
Mr. Blank, you know we appreciate your time as always. You know we're fans, and you know we support you. We're excited, man. We're going to be there. We're season ticket holders. Okay. We're going to be there cheering our guys on, so hopefully we get it done.
Thank you. Thank you both, Carl and Mike, and I also want to thank all of the fans that listen to you, and you guys have done an incredible job and not only supporting Atlanta United but supporting our football team as well and really supporting our baseball team and the Hawks. And so I enjoy listening to you. Your show, I do whenever I can. Whenever I'm driving, I always do, and I appreciate that. And I know our fans do as well.
You're never mad at us, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm never mad, and I appreciate all the tough discussions and tough debate. And I think it's important to listen to those things because you guys know what you're talking about. At least Carl does.
I was going to say, wait a minute. I've known Mr. Blank for nearly 20 years.
I love you, boss.
Well, happy holidays. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.